from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the newsline. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto meets with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. The Indonesian Navy is committed to creating world peace. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim held meeting at the Petronas Twin Towers, Kuala Lumpur on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to strengthen strategic cooperation in various fields for both countries, including economy, energy, and defense. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to enhance the synergy of both allied countries. One of the main results of this meeting is an agreement to strengthen cooperation in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim conveyed that the cooperation can be realized through strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina. Moreover, the two leaders also discussed cooperation in the fields of trade and investment, including the management of the palm oil industry, which is the main commodity of the two countries. President Prabowo pointed out that Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's largest producers of palm oil, reaching 80% of global production. Deputy Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Rear Admiral Erwin Aldedarma, strengthened his commitment to creating world peace by participating in international forums such as the Asia-Pacific Chaplaincy Symposium, APCS 2025. This was pointed out by Erwin when opening the APCS in Bogor, West Java on Monday. In an official press release of the Indonesian Navy quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta, he also stated that the Navy always holds a firm commitment to support regional stability and world peace. APCS is an international forum which aims at bringing joint mental development officers and from various countries in the Asia-Pacific region and around it. Dozens of religious preachers from 28 countries attended the event, which takes place on January 27th up to 29th, 2025. He also conveyed that through the forum, all mental development officers are expected to share knowledge and understand the mental development of soldiers. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka emphasized the importance of coaching young athletes for the advancement of Indonesian sport, including football. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, he conveyed that this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision that places sport development as one of the priorities in creating a resilient and competitive nation. Gibran watched the Indonesian Under-20 national team match against Syria in the continuation of the Mandiri Under-20 Challenge Series 2025 event at Glora Delta Stadium, Sidoarjo, East Java on Monday evening. The presence of the vice president in the stand was not only a moral support for the Garuda Muda squad, but also part of the government's effort to realize President Prabowo's mission in encouraging the revival of national sport, including football. Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Cucun Ahmad Syamsurijal, asked the Indonesian government to provide protection to Indonesian migrant workers, victims of the alleged shooting by the Malaysian Maritime Management Agency, or APMM, or the Malaysian Coast Guard, that is currently still undergoing treatment at the health facilities in Malaysia. According to Chuchun, in Jakarta on Tuesday, the injured migrant worker is still under the supervision of the Malaysian Maritime Strengthening Agency. Therefore, he hopes that the agency will immediately receive assistance from the Indonesian government. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Tourism Niluh Puspa projects that the number of tourist movements during the Isra Mi'raj long holiday, Chinese New Year, and joint leave will exceed the achievements during Christmas and New Year 2024-2025. During a working visit in Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region on Monday, she said that although she had not yet received the exact figures, the high tourist movement was at least reflected in the stretch of tourism in a number of regions, including in Yogyakarta, during the long holiday at the end of January 2025. According to Puspa, the movement of domestic tourists during 2025 is targeted to reach 1.1 billion, which foreign tourists are targeted at 14.6 to 16 million movements. She has also said that the momentum of the long Lunar New Year holiday, Isra Mi'raj and joint leave, plus Eid al-Fitr, and the upcoming school holidays will be the main boost to achieve these targets. Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Sarugo 50 Kota Regency West Sumatra won the ASEAN Tourism Award for the 5th ASEAN Guest House Award category at Persada Johor Convention Center, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Chairman of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Management, Zil Basariko in 50 Kota on Monday conveyed that the award is a symbol of international recognition of the contribution and dedication of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village in providing comfort for tourists visiting so far. He received the symbol of the region's cultural tourism achievements directly accompanied by the Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village coach Muhammad Abdi in early 2025 in Malaysia. According to Zil Basariko, this will increase the enthusiasm and motivation of the community to be more active in optimizing all regional potential. That's Newsline, read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, today's commentary focuses on the meaning of President Prabowo's visit to Malaysia and India. On Monday, 27th January 2025, around 7:30 p.m. local time, President Prabowo Subianto of the Republic of Indonesia arrived in Indonesia following an important state visit to India and Malaysia. During his trip to India, President Prabowo was welcomed with a formal state reception by Indian President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders of both nations affirmed their commitment to strengthening the Indonesia-India partnership across a wide range of sectors, including trade, investment, tourism, energy, digital technology, artificial intelligence, and infrastructure. As chief guest of the occasion, President Prabowo had the opportunity to engage with prominent industry figures and Indian entrepreneurs eager to invest in Indonesia. This underscores Indonesia's openness to economic collaboration and its ambition to attract foreign investment. Meanwhile, President Prabowo's visit to Malaysia was primarily aimed at holding bilateral discussions with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong of Malaysia, Sultan Ibrahim. This reinforces Indonesia's determination to bolster diplomatic ties and cooperation with Malaysia. In addition, President Prabowo was honored with the Darjah Kerabat Johor Yang Amat Dihormati Pangkat Pertama Johor, an esteemed distinction presented to him personally by Sultan Ibrahim. This accolade places him as the 7th foreign leader to receive such an honor, following in the footsteps of Indonesia's second president, Suharto, who was bestowed the same recognition in 1990. For a newly inaugurated president like Prabowo, these state visits carry profound meaning. Not only do they symbolize the strong ties between Indonesia, India, and Malaysia, but they also pave the way for enhanced bilateral cooperation across various political and economic domains. Moreover, these visits open the door to deeper and more robust collaboration among the three nations, creating new avenues for partnership on the global stage. Well, listener, that concludes today's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, we begin today in history with an event from January 28, 2002. A Boeing 727-100 aircraft operated by TAME, flight number 120, crashed in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia. On January 28, 2002, a Boeing 727-100 TAME aircraft with flight number 120 crashed in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia. The plane collided with the side of the Cumbel volcano in the Andes during foggy weather. The tragic incident claimed the lives of 92 people. Moving on to another event on January 28, 2013, when Queen Beatrix announced her decision to abdicate the throne. On January 28, 2013, Queen Beatrix announced her plan to abdicate the throne. The announcement was made through a brief speech broadcast on television and radio. Her abdication was officially confirmed on April 30, 2013, marking the end of her 33-year reign. On the same day, Crown Prince William Alexander was formally inaugurated as king, succeeding his mother. We end today in history with International Day for Reducing CO2 Emissions. January 28 is observed as the International Day for Reducing Carbon Dioxide Emissions. The day serves as a reminder and an effort to raise global awareness of the importance of reducing carbon dioxide emissions and controlling its impact worldwide. Well, listener, that's today in history.
Separuh hatiku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, My Indonesia Today highlights President Prabowo and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim agree to strengthen Indonesia-Malaysia strategic cooperation. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, at the Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to enhance strategic cooperation in various sectors, including economy, energy, and defense. In a press statement following the meeting, both leaders emphasized their commitment to strengthening the synergy between Indonesia and Malaysia as neighboring countries with close ties. President Prabowo highlighted the importance of the special relationship between the two nations. One of the key outcomes of the meeting was an agreement to strengthen energy sector cooperation. Prime Minister Anwar stated that this could be achieved through a strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina, focusing on exploring new opportunities and facilitating technology transfer between the two countries. Additionally, the leaders discussed cooperation in trade and investment, particularly in the palm oil industry, which is a key commodity for both countries. President Prabowo noted that Indonesia and Malaysia together account for 80% of the world's palm oil production.
Kita juga produsen kelapa sawit terbesar antara Indonesia dan Malaysia. Mungkin kita
We are the largest producers of palm oil. Together, Indonesia and Malaysia produce about 80% of the world's supply. Palm oil has become a very important commodity. Countries like Egypt, India, and Pakistan have expressed their need for palm oil. I believe we can do a lot of good together, and I thank Malaysia for its support in this matter.
Terima kasih sokongan dari Malaysia terus dalam hal-hal ini.
Defense cooperation was also a significant agenda during the meeting, with Prime Minister Anwar highlighting the importance of collaborating with Indonesia, which has substantial experience and strength in this field. On a regional level, both leaders agreed to strengthen coordination in addressing geopolitical challenges. They also aligned their positions on the Palestinian issue, reaffirming their shared support for Palestine's independence.
Kita tetap mendukung kemerdekaan Palestina, dan kita
We continue to support Palestine's independence. We firmly believe that the only solution is a two-state solution, which we have always conveyed. We welcome the current ceasefire and hope it will hold.
Gencatan senjata ini akan bertahan.
President Prabowo also expressed his support for Malaysia as the 2025 ASEAN chair, emphasizing the importance of maintaining and enhancing the special relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Now, he's my dearest pal. He'll always catch me. seems all mine, and all the days seems truly fine. Make me reach up for the sky, and up and down. Now we're moving so slow. If you really want to know, come on and join me to show. I share my dreams and
of Indonesia.
Listener, if you are a lover of nature and adventure, Ulo Kosok, a tourism village in Kampa Riau, is suitable to be your next travel destination. This tourism destination offers alluring natural scenery. You can enjoy three natural attractions at once, namely waterfalls, island tours, and the peak of Ulu Kasok. The distance of Ulu Kasok from Pekanbaru, the capital of Riau province, is about 90.2 kilometers, taking almost 2 hours. To enter this tourist attraction, you must pay an entrance ticket of 10,000 rupiah or less than $1. Located in a forest area, Ulu Kasok Tourism Village presents unspoiled natural beauty, such as dense green forests, clear flowing rivers, and fresh air. The area is home to many endemic species of flora and fauna, including some rare protected species. For the more adventurous, Ulu Kasok offers a range of exciting activities, from trekking through the wilderness to traveling along the river by rubber boat. Listener, Ulu Kasok also offers a view of a cluster of islands surrounded by water. The islands are wrapped in blue-colored water. To enjoy the view, you have to walk uphill at a height of several hundred meters. When you reach the top of Ulu Kasok, you'll be amazed by the view of the islands and the artificial lake. There are also food and drink stalls at the peak provided by local residents. You can also hire a speedboat to tour the islands around the lake. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Melihat orangutan. Melihat orangutan,
which means seeing orangutan. You will listen to a conversation about
hati-hati melangkah. Hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at Tanjung Puting National Park, Central Kalimantan. Naomi warned Chris to watch his steps when leaving the orangutan feeding spot. Let's listen to their conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. I will say it 2 times slowly. Mykali Granov will say it slowly. Please repeat it after her.
Hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful.
Melangkah, melangkah,
which means walking.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps.
Melewati, melewati,
which means passing through.
Jembatan, jembatan,
which means bridge.
Kayu, kayu,
which means wood.
Licin, licin,
which means slippery.
Sudah dekat, sudah dekat,
which means close.
Sungai, sungai,
which means river.
Malam ini, malam ini,
which means tonight.
Menginap, menginap,
which means stay the night.
Kapal, kapal,
which means ship. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. In the expression, there is the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful. The phrase
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used to ask someone to be careful or to watch out for something. In the context, the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used by Naomi to warn Chris to be careful or watch his steps when passing the slippery wooden bridge. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions.
Hati-hati,
which means be careful in other sentences.
Hati-hati di jalan, Chris. Hati-hati di jalan, Chris.
Which means be careful on the road, Chris.
Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati. Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati.
Which means the road is busy. Be careful. For your information, to cross the Skonia River to Orang Utan Rehab Center, the visitors will use a perahu kloto or klotok boat. Perahu kloto is a traditional wooden ship. The name kloto comes from the noise it makes. Klotok is still used for trips across rivers in Tanjung Puting National Park. Currently, some klotok boats have many facilities for staying overnight. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah.
Which means watch your steps. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Sampai jumpa, I'll see you again.
Trembling.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Ampera Berjaya or Glorious Ampera by Igo Alamsyah. The song Ampera Berjaya was composed by Atan. The song tells the story of Ampera, a bridge known as the icon of Palembang City, South Sumatra Province. In this song, Ampera is taught to stand majestically and beautifully in the land of Sriwijaya. The lyrics of Ampera Berjaya contain a message to build the country together so that Palembang remains Islamic. Well, listener, here is the song Ampera Berjaya by Igo Alamsyah. Enjoy!
Sungai Mesir, ku tertegun melihat indahmu. Yakin semua orang pun tahu anak suro jalan berlenggang. Sambil berjalan dia bernyanyi, mari bersama kita membangun negeri agar Palembang tetap Islami. Dari pagi hingga malam hari, tiada sepi orang lalu melintasi. Kau penyatu bagi pembangunan negeri, bukti sejarah di bumi ini. Ampera, Ampera, kan tetap berjaya. Ampera, Ampera, berdiri megah dan indah di bumi Sriwijaya. Sambil berjalan dia bernyanyi, mari bersama kita membangun negeri agar Palembang tetap Islami. Bagi pembangunan negeri, bukti sejarah di bumi ini. Ampera, Ampera, kau kan tetap percaya. Ampera, Ampera, berdiri megah dan indah di bumi Sriwijaya.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.